This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Did you know that knitting originated in Egypt between 500 and 1200 AD? Not only has it evolved over time, but it has once again become popular. During COVID, it provided people with something meaningful to do during lockdown, and it has also become trendy among Gen Zs on TikTok. I personally know of youngsters who are making their own fashion statements by knitting their own tops. What is it about knitting that makes it so enduring? Lynn Levine recently started a knitting circle under the guidance of the Union of Jewish Women, and she is here with fellow knitter and friend Pepi Tobin to tell me more. Lynn and Pepi, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Right, let's get into it. Tell me a little bit about when both of you started knitting.
Well, I started at a very young age. I must have been about 4 or 5. I remember my sister teaching me when I was sick. I had an asthma attack, and she kept me busy. And I started to knit at that age, actually, left-handed.
Left-handed. So you're left-handed?
I'm left-handed, yes.
And you've been knitting ever since?
Ever since, yes.
And you, Pepi?
I always wanted to knit, but I knitted as and never finished anything. But when COVID started, everybody wanted squares, and I started knitting. And that's how, if you would have said at my age that I'm a knitter all of a sudden, I would not have believed it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing how COVID actually changed so many things and how knitting actually became a fad.
Yes. Knitting and crocheting.
It brought knitting and crocheting back into fashion, if that's the word you want to use.
Yes. Yeah. It's incredible. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the knitting circle.
Well, I had a vision to develop the New Beginnings group, which I belong to, further by forming a knitting group in April 2023. An invite was sent out to the membership, and the response was absolutely fantastic. My aim was to knit items for the Union of Jewish Women for their project run by Bev Cohen called Bags for New Beginnings. These bags comprise of many items suitable for newborns, like knitted crochet blankets, beanies, booties, jerseys, etc., etc. Every 3 months, Bev has a bag packing day, and these bags are delivered by volunteers to local clinics like Charlotte McSecky Hospital, to communities in El Dorado Park, Ennerdale, South Rand, as well as Jewish organizations which call on the UJW when they have a mom in crisis. Some goodies are also packed in these bags for the moms, like a bottle of water, sanitary pads, biscuits, etc. In total, 400 bags are delivered to indigent moms each year.
Okay.
Shall I carry on?
No. We're going to chat a little bit about that. That was a great sell of the union, but now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it. Firstly, how many women come together? How often do they come together?
We come together every Monday morning. Supposed to be 10:30 to 12:30, but the ladies arrive there at 10 or just before 10. They are a wonderful...
For a cup of tea. They start off with a cup of tea.
No, they don't start off with a cup of tea. They start off with knitting.
Really?
And they bring what they have made because...
This is an unusual bunch of ladies.
Yes, it is. It is an absolute wonderful group of women who are so dedicated and so... they do such beautiful work that it's actually a pleasure to come every Monday and see what has been handed in for this project.
Pepi, you started right from the beginning. Were you there right from the beginning?
Yes, I was actually the first one to answer the ad. And I want to tell you, it is the most special group. There is no bitchiness or... And everybody helps, and whatever you do is special. It's just... And friendships have been formed there. It's just... You cannot believe what a wonderful group it is. It's just so special.
So what made you answer the advert?
I'm actually not sure. I actually had a friend at a retirement home who knitted through COVID, and well, I couldn't go, and I wanted to go to a knitting group, and I always wanted to knit, and now I can't. So
you answered the advert. You arrived. How many were at the beginning of it?
There weren't that many as there are now, I don't think.
No,
so,
not as many as there are now, but there were quite a lot that started.
And we want so many people to come and give wool. It's just...
So where does the wool arrive from?
We work with on donations, and we hope for donations to be coming in all the time, financial. And we have Mish Berkowitz and Dinky. They go to Shamdor and they buy, and we look for the cheapest price wherever we are, and they go and buy the wool, and they also see to the tea, and they are absolutely fantastic, and everybody who is with us is absolutely fantastic.
So do you need to bring your own knitting needles?
There are knitting needles there, but usually you bring your own needles, and if you want to buy your own wool, you could, but we really need donations of wool, and because we go through a lot of wool.
And I mean, Lynn, you were just saying how it's beanies and what all, I mean, are the patterns there?
No, the ladies have brought patterns.
So you can decide what you want.
You can decide.
Theoretically, you can say, I really have a desire to make bed socks, and I want them bright and fluffy. I'm going to buy the wool and my material, and I'm going to come and sit and start knitting at 10 o'clock.
Some people prefer to knit at home. They live far away. They come and collect wool, and then they drop their items afterwards. But it's purely voluntary. Everybody can do what they want to. There are no rules, and nothing is enforced. You come, and you do whatever you want to, and it's most appreciated by the Union of Jewish Women.
And it's with the babies in mind, blankets, beanies,
booties,
and I do teddy bears, teddy bears.
So that's quite sophisticated.
And some of them, oh yes, no, it's very easy. you cannot believe the work. It's actually unbelievable.
And then it's a 2-hour. Do you have tea at least at 12 o'clock?
No, we have tea during the morning. People, they go to the table and
just help themselves.
They help themselves. We have biscuits as well.
Okay, so it's social. And then do you all sit and chat?
We sit and chat the whole morning, yes.
We've got our special tables, and you're not allowed to take a chair. Your chair is your chair. And the tables, there's about 4 tables, and we've all bonded in our table, so that's where we sit. And we talk, and we knit, and help each other, and...
And formed wonderful friendships.
I mean, is it also just, do you learn to knit there?
You can.
I, for example, have never, I don't even know what the terminology is, thread a knitting needle, whatever, what is the terminology?
Cast on.
Cast on, thank you. If I've never cast on before.
Absolutely. You will find people will help you. And there are amazing knitters and crocheters, and they will help you to start again. So please, if you want to come, it's wonderful.
And in terms of patterns, and is it ever a case that, okay, they're babies, we need beanies specifically,
yes,
and then everybody's doing beanies?
Yes.
It's like when it was Israel, we went through doing beanies for Israel.
For Israel, yes, yeah, and we sent them. So we stopped for a while.
And you can do whatever you wish to do. Yeah.
And in terms of delivering, I know you said Bev Cohen takes it. Do you want to talk about the hospitals that they go to and the kinds of recipients that...
Well, I did say the bags are delivered by volunteers from the union.
So is it a complete different group of volunteers that go
Yes. We just do the knitting.
You just do the knitting.
And
but, I mean, could you? I mean, it would be nice to see the recipients of your... knitting.
It would be very nice, and maybe we should look at that with Bev.
Absolutely,
yes.
I never thought of it.
Yeah, I never thought about it as well. Yes,
we needed you to tell us.
So it gets delivered, and then the next step is just carrying on knitting, and
we carry on independently. Yes, because every 3 months they do a pack.
Okay.
So it's about 150 bags that they deliver every month.
And what are you looking for? What are you looking for the community? Are you looking for more knitters?
Yeah,
have you got space for another desk or another four
seats? Absolutely, absolutely. And wool.
Wool is. We rely on welcome donations for the purchase of wool, which Mish and Dinky, as I said, buy for the group whenever needed. And we have the most wonderful group of women who have formed new friendships and who contribute the most wonderful items to the project. We welcome new members with open arms. We are all volunteers and love our togetherness.
Can I ask you the relationship between this and the New Beginnings?
Yes.
What is the relationship?
Well, the New Beginnings were started for people who find themselves living alone after the loss of a partner. It is for seniors, both men and women. New Beginnings plan monthly meetings with inspiring speakers and refreshments. We also plan outings from time to time. I had a vision to develop the New Beginnings group further by forming the knitting group in April 23. An invite was sent out to members, as I said, and the response was fantastic. And so it's gone from there, from strength to strength.
So it started off as like a subsidiary of
yes,
the New Beginnings.
Absolutely.
And are the members the same members?
There are a lot of the same members, but we have new members as well.
So it's a kind of like a comfort group as well?
Yes.
As an extension of that comfort
yes,
group?
Yes, it's social and cultural. You're learning.
You don't worry about in 2 hours, you don't think of any. Okay, you talk a lot of other things, but you concentrate on the knitting and what you're doing. So it's like therapeutic, that's what it is.
Is there something about knitting that is therapeutic,
yes,
that has made a comeback? I mean, it was when I was reading up about like knitting during COVID, it was like it gave you something meaningful to do with your hands.
Absolutely.
And is that the what is the attraction?
It's like a meditation.
Is it?
Absolutely.
It is.
You knit and you're thinking of what you're doing, not so much of what's going around you. You're concentrating on your, especially when you do hard patterns,
yeah,
you know, and then you concentrate. So,
but people knit and they watch TV. Mm. You know, they say they can't watch TV without knitting or crocheting.
I can't multitask.
So you're saying you don't. When you knit, you knit. And when you watch TV, you watch TV. Right. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to think because the friendships formed. Like I remember reading a book by, I think it was Olivia Goldsmith. I don't know if anybody's read that book. It's called Rising Star or something like this. And it's about a young woman who joins a knitting group, goes to London from America and joins a knitting group. And again, she talks about the connections made. And do you think it makes a difference that it's knitting, or do you think it doesn't really matter what it is, so long as people connect?
I think
yes,
so,
yes,
yes.
Using your hands.
Yeah. You connect in different ways. If you're playing bridge, you connect.
Okay, so you're a bridge
mentally,
player.
So, yes.
So what would the difference be between playing bridge and knitting in terms of social?
No, not...
Not much.
Not much. And you don't talk as much at bridge.
Oh. And bridge, like I'll play Kaluki.
Okay.
You want to win. In the knitting group, you don't want to win. You just want to contribute and knit for what it's we doing.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Okay, so is there anything more that you want to talk about?
We just need wool.
Okay, so if anybody yes, would like to join, yeah, what should they do?
They're welcome to come on a Monday morning at 10:30. And we will meet them and welcome them, and they will become part of our group. And if they want to join the New Beginnings group, then they will come to the meetings and our talks as well. And it's up to them. They usually do. And we welcome them, and they decide what they want to do. And
so is it a contact detail? Should they just go into the Union of Jewish Women's website?
Well, they can do that, but they can call me if they would like to. But they can just come to the unit.
Give the address, 88.
Do you want to not maybe
77.
77 no. Sandler Road. Mm.
Okay, 77 yeah.
Sandler
Road.
Was that Marci Liska who just left now?
Yes.
She's speaking on Sunday.
Oh, that's
yes,
great.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there we go.
Yes.
Okay, so that is the Union of Jewish Women. You can either just arrive or go onto the website or
she
contact.
Can, they can email me if they want to.
Give your address.
lynnarch@worldonline.co.za.
And if anybody didn't get that, not to worry, because I have those details, and I think at this point everybody who listened to Chai FM knows my details off by heart. So I just have to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
it was
you
wonderful.
Very much.
That was Lynn Levine and Pepe Toby, and they are talking about the knitting circle that is a subsidiary of New Beginnings. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.